This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold a face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Give me a call. Feel free. Don't be scared. The media has really lost it. They have really lost it. And what you're seeing, though, is a complete meltdown of the media, really, from yesterday till today. And the reaction from the media is really typical, but it is, and as I've said many times, it's as if, like, I remember during the Obama years. Seems so long ago, doesn't it? During the Obama, it does. It really does. It seems like it was a whole nother time and place. And by the way, today marks the exactly 4 weeks since the inauguration, okay, if you're keeping track here. According to the media, though, it's the end of civilization as we know it. It is the end of their world, I think. I think you're seeing the media starting to crumble right before our eyes. And really, what was amazing about the press conference yesterday, which of course everybody's talking about, and it's just the media reaction to the press conference. First of all, the narrative was the White House is in chaos. In fact, there was a Time cover piece talking about just that. They used those exact words that it's in chaos, they've lost their grip on reality. On and on and on and on and on. I mean, it's like, today I was reading, as I do, just so you know, I typically read about three or four newspapers every day as show prep. You know, my local paper, which is the Miami Herald, which is a joke. I'll tell you, honestly, it's a joke. And the only reason I continue to get it is because really just for, you know, the entertainment section, like what restaurants I should be going to and stuff like that. The sports page is horrible, too. I don't even like the Dolphins, I'll be honest with you. I'm a big Redskin fan because I'm from D.C. Anyway, I digress. So I'm reading the Miami Herald today. Every single article there is negative, and the letters in the back, you know, the letters to the editor, they're all anti-Trump. I mean, it's like, come on, really? You continue to reinforce exactly why Donald Trump is president. But here's an example. This was MSNBC today talking about how Trump lives in an alternate reality. You got to listen to this. And it's funny because as I'm hearing the media reaction, what they don't realize is that they're talking about themselves. But they don't get it. And they continue not to get it. And I got to tell you, I don't think they're going to get it. Anyway, this is great. You got to listen to this, okay? Here, this is Morning Joe. this morning. And, you know, does anybody ever watch this show? Because, honestly, I just mock it every day. But I'm sure there are people that get up and they think it's good good journalism. But I think only liberals would think that. And I love how they have Joe Scarborough on there. You know, Joe Scarborough is supposed to be, I guess, the liberal. I mean, I'm sorry, the conservative. See, I slipped the
and you know what? It is a great 38% strategy for him.
There's no doubt about that, Joe. There is no doubt about that. That his, the base of his support, whether it's 35%, 40%, they are not going anywhere. They're going to stick with him. But yesterday, the first 35 minutes of that press conference was watching a president of the United States who has lost his grip on reality. It was as if...
Is that what you saw? Because I didn't see that. I don't know what you're watching. And again, it's they're the ones that live in the alternate reality. They live in bizarro world. And again, it was a month ago, where you had that speech at the inauguration, which was uplifting, positive, talking about America first, talking about the forgotten man. And again, it's like the media had seen something completely different. And it's the same thing with the press conferences. Now I get it. It's because he went after you guys. I get it. But anyway, listen to this.
He performed yesterday for himself because he needed to perform like that to convince himself that he was president.
Because we've said this before.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say it again, Mark Halperin. He has absolutely nobody inside that White House
clearly
that will walk up to him and will tell him the truth. And so he lives in an...
Wrong. He actually has a lot of people that are telling him the truth. See, again, alternate reality. It's amazing. They're saying this. No. Actually, he's got Steve Bannon, who's telling him the truth. Stephen Miller, who's telling him the truth. Everybody that's his closest advisors, by the way, are telling him the truth. And just so you know, yesterday was pure channeling of Steve Bannon. But aside from that, notice how yesterday during the press conference, Donald Trump was just he didn't have the teleprompter there. He was vintage Donald Trump. Vintage Donald Trump. And they cannot stand the fact that he is taking the message directly to the people that supported him. And frankly, you know, for the media to say, and for Joe Scarborough to say, well, you know, doesn't this remind you of during the campaign when they said, well, he only has 12% support. Well, he's only got 20%. He's only got 25. He's only got 30. He's only got 40. He's only got 50. He's never gonna get to 270. I mean, it's on and on and on. And now they're saying, well, you know, he's speaking to his base and he's not gonna expand his base any further than the 39 or 40%. No, you've got that Rasmussen poll that just came out, 55% approval rate. I don't know what the hell the media is looking at, or what press conference they saw yesterday, or what they're watching, because we're watching a totally different. We're watching a totally different show than what they're watching. I don't know what you're looking at, frankly, honestly. I don't know what it is you're looking at, but it ain't what I'm looking at. Really. And they're so clueless. That's the most amazing thing to me. Is, my God. They need to all be fired, honestly. You got to get rid of them all. But they still continue. These people still are out there. I see them. Nobody's been fired yet. Somebody's got to get fired. These people need to go. We'll be right back. When you feel down and out,
Edward Woodson Show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Back in the wind. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Don't give it a backup. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up. Come on, put your hands up.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Every day that goes by, the media exposes themselves. One of the most wonderful, frankly, things of this process, the I mean, the election and everything since then has shown us is just how everyone has been exposed, whether it was the donor class, lobbyists, the establishment of both parties, the media. Everyone gets exposed. Everyone gets exposed by Donald Trump. It's like we always kind of like whitewashed everything, or at least the media did. And so I find it frankly refreshing that they're getting their comeuppance now. But they just don't get it. So I want to go back to Morning Joe. Okay. Well, first of all, you know, Mika Brzezinski saying that, oh, people don't believe us? Huh. Like, she's mocking Donald Trump. Like, oh, what an idiot. Of course people believe us. Because, you know, she lives in probably Upper East Side of Manhattan, and she hangs out with the same people that believe what she believes. Same thing. It's, you know, that's just the way it is. I know, because I go to D.C. a lot and in New York, and that's how those people think. Just, that's, and if you don't, and by the way, if you don't think that way, then they look at you like you're a big loser, okay? So, I just want to go back to this real quick. This was a Morning Joe. Just listen to these people, like how clueless they are. Listen.
Alternate reality. He says things that are verifiably false. When he got called out on it yesterday by Peter Alexander, who we have with us, Peter will say, I mean, he'll say, well, that was just information I was given. No, that's the information he says. He just talks and he makes up things and he repeats them until he believes them. So what's the impact of yesterday? The impact of yesterday, from my take, and I'd love to hear what you
see, this is a perfect example right here of how clueless they are. Like, they think that, for instance, we care. Like, the big thing for them that they got out of the news conference was like, oh, well, Donald Trump said he had the largest electoral victory since Reagan, and that's not true. Look, we fact-checked. It's not true. And then presented with the evidence, Donald Trump during the press conference was like, all right, well, you know, that's what I was given. And see, what they don't realize is, you know, as outraged as they are about that, nobody else cares. Nobody cares. Like, really? Oh, no. Oh, no. Donald Trump said that his crowd size was larger than it really was. Ha! We gotcha! We gotcha! No. No, you don't got me. No, nobody cares. Anyway, listen.
We're going to talk to Casey Hunt later on. Casey Hunt and everybody I talked to on the Hill, including a lot of Republican senators and congressmen, were scared.
Less.
Yes, and were scared to death by what they saw, and more than one said, this just isn't going to last long because he just doesn't have control of reality. And
I got to laugh because, really? Donald Trump doesn't have control of reality, but you do, and you're going to tell us. Oh, my God. It's just classic. I mean, it's hilarious. Again, you know, I don't know what they're looking at. I don't know what they're watching, but we are seeing a different, completely different movie here.
You actually saw something extraordinary after the press conference. A guy who was given the opportunity to have the most powerful job in national security said, no thanks. I saw that press conference. No thanks.
If you look at the arc of America.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. That's why they're referring to Rear Admiral, what's his name, Hayward, that said that he that didn't want the job. Now, my understanding is that he said, I can't really afford to take the job because, for a lot of these guys, he's by the way, he's retired admiral. He works for Lockheed Martin. He's probably making bank. Okay. And so for him, I mean, and he even said it. He said, listen, he goes, I can't afford to take the position. There's a lot of people. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people, a lot of my colleagues that have said, you know, I can't afford to take a position in the White House. I've actually had a lot of people have told me that they were up for certain positions or they were being considered, and it came down to financial. Because, you know, you have to take a pay cut. You have to actually not need money to work in the White House. That's and I would argue that that's the great thing about these positions is, look, the people that are taking these positions like, you know, Tillerson or any of these guys, really, they don't need this. Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, you think he needs this? He doesn't need this. Donald Trump doesn't need this. They are doing a service to this country. They are serving our country. And they're serving it, I think, at this point, admirably. But the media doesn't see it that way. The media thinks that Donald Trump is losing control. And I got to tell you, I think it's an advantage for Donald Trump. This is the art of war. Sun Tzu, it's the art of war. It's, if your opponent underestimates you, then you've already won. And they continue to underestimate Donald Trump. They think he's a buffoon. They think that he's got no grip on reality. He's crazy. He's a liar. On and on and on. And just keep it up. Keep it up, media. Keep it up, people, because... you're becoming, as each day goes on, you're becoming less and less relevant. Because people see. They see what you are and how slanted you are. And they don't believe you anymore, to quote Donald Trump. But it's what I've been saying. I've been saying this for years, that journalism died a long time ago. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Thomas Friedman, I gotta play this for you. By the way, Thomas Friedman, he's just trying to sell his book right now. He's jumping on the bandwagon. Thomas Friedman the other day said that the whole bogus Russian hacking story. And by the way, that story, just so people know, is just a rehash of the same stories that they've been putting out for months now. Literally months. And they haven't gotten any traction because people know they're bogus stories. But you notice how they keep trying to put it back in there, you know? The other day Thomas Friedman talked about how this was comparable to 9/11 and to Pearl Harbor. I was like, really? Really? Huh. 9/11, where over 3,000 Americans died. Pearl Harbor, I think it was close to 2,000 that day. Really? Who died? Who died as a result of the WikiLeaks putting out the Podesta's emails? Who died? I mean, it's amazing. I mean, and by the way, it's not just coming from the left, because you had there was an op-ed piece yesterday in the Wall Street Journal. Is this Trump's Watergate? It's amazing. Anyway, I want to play this for you. Here's Thomas Friedman. Says that Trump has zero moral authority with most Americans. He's just trying to sell his books, okay? But who's Thomas Friedman, really?
I'd also like to get your reaction to the president's constant attacks on the free press. Today, when questioned about connections to Russia, he simply said, the leaks are real, the news is fake. What are we supposed to make of a president who's willing to label any coverage he doesn't like as, quote, fake news or very...
And by the way, they're so pissed. They're so pissed about this fake news moniker that's been placed upon them, okay? But they are, they're fake news. And they keep repeating this over and over again. You keep hearing this. Because what Trump said is correct. But they keep like laughing about it. Like, oh, how could it be? The leaks are real, but the news is fake. I mean, isn't that what they said? Before they complained about the fact that there were leaks, okay, and they freaked out about the leaks, but they said that the news was fake. That's what they said. Because remember, they were like, oh, no, don't pay attention to the contents of the emails, but we're really concerned that, it was the Russians that they leaked this. Because they tried to, they tried to influence our election. Really? Did the Russians come up with your crappy candidate? Did the Russians not go to Michigan or Wisconsin to campaign, were the Russians somehow, did the Russians cause Hillary Clinton to be such a horrible candidate and speaker, and was this all the Russians? Come on. Anyway, let's go back to these two idiots. This is Wolf Blitzer with Thomas Friedman.
Fake news, as he used that phrase today as well, is that damaging to our democracy?
Oh, that's another thing. This is damaging to our democracy. No, you're damaging to our democracy. Is it damaging to our democracy? You know, they're questioning whether this is damaging to democracy, to the First Amendment. They're outraged. They're outraged that they are not the ones in charge of messaging any longer, because they have been for the longest time, and now they're not anymore, and that's why they're so pissed off. Listen.
Well, one of the people I quote in my book is my teacher and friend, Dov Seidman, who likes to make a distinction between what he calls formal authority and moral authority. Now, Donald Trump has formal authority. He is the legitimate elected president of the United States, and which he keeps reminding us of, and how many electoral votes he got. But what he has been doing from the first day he took office till this press conference is completely eroding his moral authority. When he stands up at a press conference and claims that he got more electoral votes from anyone since George Washington, a patently false statement went.
You see that? And you're gonna listen to this, because this is, remember, this is what they glom onto this. Okay, this is the big deal here. Well, wait a minute, he exaggerated his crowd size. He exaggerated the fact that he won the Electoral College, so therefore he's illegitimate. Nobody cares, dude. But see, this is a perfect example of the disconnect that the media has. Listen.
Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton all got more electoral votes. And then when he's challenged on it, he simply says, well, that's the information I was given. I mean, excuse me, you can Google that in 2 seconds, as reporters did. What he's doing, Wolf, is he's completely undermining his moral authority as president. Now, why is that so important? Because one day soon, Wolf, I can't predict when, we're going to have a crisis. And Donald Trump is going to have to look into the eyes of the American people and say, trust me, this is what I learned from the intelligence community. I had to take this preemptive action vis-a-vis Iran. I had to take this preemptive action vis-a-vis North Korea or China or Russia, or you know, whether it comes to our financial system. He's going to have to look us in the eye and say, trust me. And he has zero moral authority right now, I think, with way too many Americans. And he is going to regret that one day.
See, here's the thing that they don't realize. No, no, you're the one who has zero moral authority. You're the one who has zero credibility. That's what they don't understand. They're the ones that don't have credibility, but they can't see themselves that way. No, 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 no. They don't see themselves that way, and they're not going to see themselves that way. They actually believe that they have the moral authority here. And how dare anyone question their moral authority? They believe this. They really do. They really, truly believe this. That they are the ones that should give us our information through their own filters. And that how dare Donald Trump actually go right to the people. That's why they don't like the tweeting stuff. And again, I love the fact that there's this complete disconnect and cognitive dissonance by the media and by the Inside the Beltway crew. I don't know if these people are ever going to get it. That's why we got to just drain the swamp, clean house. People need to start losing their jobs. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be all right?
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432. I've got some breaking news here, and I'll tell you why this is important. Miami-Dade commissioners today backed Mayor Carlos Jimenez's controversial decision, by the way, I'm reading from MiamiHerald.com, to detain jailed inmates sought for deportation by the federal government, citing funding threats by President Donald Trump and ignoring hours of emotional testimony from residents who implored the board to stand up to the mayor. Now, this was a story that was in the Herald this morning. I saw it this morning. It was a big deal. The commission was going to vote on it. Frankly, I have to tell you, and I think the reason why this is important is because I think this is the canary in the coal mine. All right. Just as I said to you during the election when Bernie Sanders won West Virginia, I said at the time, I said, this is significant because of the fact that, you know, Barack Obama had won West Virginia by a significant margin. And then you had Bernie Sanders winning West Virginia. To me, that was a sure sign that Hillary Clinton was in trouble. And so this is the first, I think, of many municipalities that are going to push back, frankly, on these sanctuary cities. With a 9-3 vote, commissioners stood behind the mayor, Mayor Jimenez, despite scores of residents who spent 6 hours at County Hall hoping to persuade them to protect Miami-Dade's immigrant community. Shame on you, the crowd cried after the vote, hurling bits of paper and white carnations at the dais and standing up to yell and shout and stomp out of the chambers. May God have mercy on your soul, one woman yelled out. But the county effectively acted as one before Jimenez issued his January 26th directive, which agreed to hold inmates for immigration and customs enforcement. And here's the thing. This is, understand something. All this is when you get arrested, okay, if you've committed a crime, they run a background check on you. See if you're a legal citizen, if you're a legal resident. And if you're not, they tell ICE and that's it. So Carlos Jimenez did what was right for the county, which is, look, we need those federal funds. There are state and local municipalities that are in big trouble right now because of the fact that, you know, if they lose this federal funding, they depend on this. And I guarantee you, and look, the reason why this is so significant is because I believe that this is just the first of many jurisdictions that are going to go, hey, listen, we cannot afford to be cut off. Our federal funding, we can't afford it. And this is just about, all this is just doing a background check and following the law. That's all it is. It's very simple. Speaking of sanctuary cities, I want to play this for you. This is video footage from a town hall meeting in California. And it's a black woman talking about sanctuary cities. And I want you to listen to this. This is,
there are 90 million Americans out of work who want to work in this country. Sanctuary cities are racist. The black communities alone have been destroyed by illegal immigration. It's like we're going through the second civil rights movement. I'm an American citizen. My people have been here since the start of this country. Traced back from the person, which was a female, off the slave ship. My people were here, okay? I have Native American in me. I have Asian in me. I have European, and I have African. And I'm not going anywhere. Again, I say sanctuary cities are racist. All the jobs are going to illegals and to certain denominations. That is wrong. You're not going to be allowed to get away with it. Your time is going to be up. You want us to feel for your families, but you don't feel for our families. Again, the black community has literally been destroyed by racist, illegal immigration, and we're not going to have it. When my people do a crime, we get respite. Your people do a crime, they get amnesty, they get benefits, and they're not paying taxes. Okay? Publication 17 IRS. They're allowing you people to claim people in Mexico. I can even claim people in New Orleans when there was a flood. I can claim my people. I end up moving down there. But it's over. It's over.
Right.
Thank God for Trump. Wow. Thank God for Texas. And you should. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
How dare you? Look up publication 17, page 25 and 26. How the hell are you allowed to claim people in Mexico?
Yeah.
And get away with it and not pay taxes. I am outraged. I'm a tax preparer. I manage a tax store in four different states. That ITIN number, they're using it as a social security number. All the social security numbers that you don't feel. And it's going to be shut down.
Oh, that was a drop the mic moment. That woman has had it. And you know what? She's right. She's right. And this is here's the thing. And this is what the left doesn't realize. If the Democrat Party, if the Democrat Party doesn't get it by now, which they don't, they're losing White, middle class, working class voters, and they are losing. They're losing the black constituents. In fact, black people know what's going on, unless they've been just completely brainwashed by the man. They know what's going on. This black woman, she could be, honestly, she could be anybody. She could be a white working class voter in Wisconsin. And they have the same exact concerns. And that's what the Democrat Party doesn't realize. That, you know, hey, guess what? Guess what, people? We're not with you with the sanctuary stuff. No, we're not with you. And you know why? Because it's taking away from them and their jobs. And just like I said, sanctuary cities, as soon as they realize that they're going to lose federal funding, trust me, this is very simple here. This is a very simple deal. People are going to go, oh, no. We don't want to lose our funding. No, thank you. I mean, that's it. This isn't going to last very long. Believe me. You know, all these mayors of all these big cities, you know, especially like de Blasio and the guy out in L.A., Garcetti, trust me, as soon as these federal fundings dry up, you're done. You'll be voted out of office if you don't cop it here. That's why this move by Jimenez in Miami, smart move for the guy. Smart political move. We'll be right back.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.